Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo Triple M. Right now, what's going on with you?
Well, on the weekend, I was so excited about this. I went to the wine festival at Rosie Park, the Stratagem Wine Festival. And we're very lucky here sometimes at Southern Cross Austereo because we got some free ticks.
Oh, right? I didn't get any.
Well, you could have. There was an email that went round and you were too slow.
Didn't see it.
Anyway, so I'd been excited about it for a while. Friday night, though, made the mistake of catching up with my bestie. We hadn't seen each other for a while. And you know how it goes.
How does it go,
when
Kylie,
you haven't seen each other for a while? There's lots to chat about, catch up on. And whilst you do that, you have a few bevvies.
We don't have to. It's not.
I know that, but we did.
Compulsory.
And too many. Because on Saturday when I woke up at 12 p.m. I wasn't feeling all the best.
How are you going, teenager?
Oh, my. I know. It was shocking. I really knocked myself out. Anyway, I thought, I've got to get to this wine festival. Last place I wanted to go with a wine hangover to go and drink more wine. Anyway, I finally got my act together at around 2:30. Now, with these tickets, I don't know about you if you ever do this, Cogs, but you can look at things and you can just make up your own mind as to what you're going to be entitled to, which is what I did with this ticket, right? The Stratagem Wine Festival ticket. So I strutted in through the gate, looked for the Stratagem tent, because that's where I thought we were supposed to be, you know, in the big sponsor's tent.
You're the toffee thing, were you?
Well, I thought I was.
Look at me.
Anyway, so I'd walked in, and before I actually got inside the tent, I was about 2 metres back, and I thought I saw our boss, Jane, our promotions manager, Jess, and another girl that works here, Keisha. Like, I definitely was convinced that they were there in the tent at a table. So I walked in the tent. It was absolutely packed. And I got to the table where I thought they all were. And I looked at them. And they were absolute randoms. They were not who I thought they were. And I thought to myself, how lucky am I that I didn't do the whole, hi, guys, before I walked into the tent, because they would have just thought, you.
That happens, though.
Absolute it happens. Wally.
It's a regular thing. I think it'd be regular.
Well, yeah, it is not so much regular for me. And I think it was because I just thought we were in the tent, had a bit of a hangover as well. So it was sort of like I was probably hallucinating, really, when you think about it. But it happened to you recently, didn't it?
Indeed. If you've had that happen to you, let us know. 13:27:10, if you ran into someone you thought it was them, and it's not them. It isn't fun. It's embarrassing and it's hard to get around.
Yes, it can be. But I was lucky with this one because I didn't actually say anything to them. I just went up to the table, looked at them and thought, you're not who I thought you were, and ran out with my tail between my legs.
Has it been embarrassing for you? 13:27:10, love to hear from you. I'll tell my story soon, which was hugely embarrassing as well, about running into someone I thought was someone else. Happened Friday night at the Bendigo Braves, actually.
Bendigo Triple.
Went to the wine gig on the weekend.
Yeah, went to the wine festival on the weekend. I thought that we were in the Stratagem tent. We weren't. And I thought that I saw three work colleagues in the Stratagem tent, went up to them and realised it wasn't them at all. I mean, typically you can mistake one person as being someone else, but three?
The VIP tents are overrated anyway. You go out and hang out with the punters. They're the ones you want to talk to.
Well, that's anyway, what I ended up doing.
Well, you should. I mean, people listening right now are much more important than bloody VIPs. Hey, righto, so it is embarrassing. It's happened to me. Happened to me Friday night. The beautiful Andrea Walsh.
Yeah.
Right, Hall of Famer, fantastic basketballer, captain, first captain of the Bendigo Spirit, Lady Braves, a couple of premierships with the Bendigo Thunder. Beautiful lady, Andrea. Mm-hmm. Anyone who knows Walshy will know that. On Friday night, she is the assistant coach of the Braves women.
Yep.
Anyway, I was watching, I spoke to her briefly. And anyway, the men came out and played their game. And just before they were about to get into the halftime break, they had a huddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, bloody Walshy, she's still there. She must be doing the men. She never told me about that. And anyway, it was, you know, back of the hair, same kind of haircut. And I thought, I'll go over and see. I started to walk over. Anyway, they all broke out from the huddle, turned around. It was a kid who was about 13. Let's go to the phone. 13:27:10.
Anna from West Bendigo, yeah. Have you ever mistaken someone else for somebody else?
I have. I was at the airport a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And I actually thought it was my uncle, and I started to walk up towards them and, like, getting all excited, and I was like, oh, hang on, it's not my uncle.
Oh, no.
Did you say anything to him?
No, I didn't, because I was a bit embarrassed just before I got, like, a couple of inches closer to them. So I quickly turned around, making it look like I was doing something else, and walked away.
Smart. I would have done the same thing, actually. Did he cotton on to you?
No, thankfully not. I was hoping that they wouldn't, because it was a bit embarrassing, especially when you get all excited because you haven't seen your family member for a while. You get close and you're like, oh, hang on a minute. That's not them.
Gee, thank goodness you didn't launch into a hug or a kiss.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that.
Yeah, no, I'm not like that, thank God. But yeah,
you give him a pinch on the bum or something, you might have been in trouble.
Yeah, I might have security evacuating me or something.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.